I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 247 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi, joined today by Christian Hoffer. Hello, Megan. Is that an appointment?
Wow. For a second there, you were also sound like you were saying, hello, Megan. Pregnant pause. He's not here. Way to like reel him in and then cut him loose.
Man, I didn't realize we're only like three away from 250.
I know.
If
only there were like 8 weeks in January, we would have had our 250th episode for Pokemon Day, the great mystery Pokemon Day. Which, you know, Pokemon doesn't even know whether or not to acknowledge.
We are going to get into that because it is truly one of the weirdest things, that I feel we have gotten to, at this point, but, lots of stuff to cover today. And so if you're new to the show, let me get the quick business out of the way. This is a show that happens every Monday. If you want, you can watch us live. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. You can watch us on Facebook, Twitch, and X. Otherwise, you can get us directly into your ear holes whenever you want. But new episodes drop every Monday, obviously. The best place to get up-to-date information about all your favorite Pokemon things is the Discord. There's a link in the episode description, the podcast description, and over our pin post over on X. And so we'll get into all of that. That's where you can meet the community. It's a great community. Semantics runs the show over there. He's phenomenal. You can show us what cards you pull. You can coordinate raids with friends, talk about Pokemon Go stuff, talk about life if you want to. Whatever you want, you can do in that cozy little Discord. It really is a ton of fun. This week, we've got some news, and then we're gonna talk about Pokemon Day because I would like to know what maybe is going on, and I feel like both Christian and I still really are not sure. So we'll get into that in the second half of the show. But first, not on the rundown, but I did ask Peter to add it to the art for the episode. Pokemon on the cover of Time Magazine.
Yeah, so
We got four of them. It's all the starters plus Pikachu. Maybe Peter, you can pull up the thumbnail for today's episode if you can, because I know we've got them on there. But using that super classic art that we love, it's just pretty cool, right? Like, you know, when naturally they've made the magazine covers like Pokemon cards, so you have to catch them all and collect them all, and. I really think it's just like a bit of an overview. I don't think there was anything like super revelatory that has come out from the magazine itself, but just a nice fun way to recognize the franchise.
Yeah, like, it's the 25th anniversary is basically the reason why.
Sure.
Just because, you know, 25th anniversary of it being in the United States.
Correct.
The weird thing is, you know, this is one of those like special editions, which are basically like independent. I had to double check to see if Time even published like normal like issues anymore.
If they keep doing normal stuff.
Yeah, because I've only ever seen them do like special editions, but they do. Apparently they publish biweekly. You know, this is just like kind of like your grocery store fluff articles. But hey, Pokemon, it's like Taylor Swift.
I always when I lived in New York, I was a train commute. Well, I lived on Long Island and was working in the city. I was a train commuter, and so I would always, God, this is gonna sound so old, right? But like you had like the, I mean, the internet, like the, you know, we were all tied in. This is iPhone age and all that point. Mm-hmm. But I always felt anytime, like for each day, I was able to kind of get a catch up of what was going on pop culture wise by looking at all of the newspapers that were still on, like at the newspaper stand, and like, and seeing what like special edition and regular Time magazines were up at the news kiosk. It just felt like a check-in basically. And I miss that. That sounds like some real old man, like, well, back in my day, they used to print these things. They still do. Jeez, God, yeah, the semantics. What a boomer. Jeez. That's depressing. All right, let's see what else other news we got. Anyway, like I said, that there's that it's cool art, actually. Like it's one of those things where those wouldn't look awful if you wanted them and to like hang them up on the wall kind of thing. I love that the art that they've used for that is still so timeless in a sense that it still looks great.
Did you ever hear the story about like the coloring of these, the, of like the Ken Sugimori art and why it looked the way it was? Yeah. It is over here in the United States. So, you know, that like they had the distinctive like watercolor look and kind of looked like faded. And, you know, that everyone just kind of assumed, oh, that was like the deliberate aesthetic. No, because of how games used to be like localized, the only art that Nintendo of Japan made available to Nintendo of America were like really poor scanned copies taken from one of like the Pokemon source books or something like that. And so that is the art that was used. And that's why it all looks like super faded. And a couple of years ago, they found like the original art, like the where all this artwork came from, and like published it. Like on the internet. And so it was like, yeah, so here are how the Pokemon are actually supposed to look. And people like lost their mind. I can't remember if we ran an article about it or not. I think we probably ran an article, but I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, in part because it was like one of those things where it's like, it's not really a story, but it kind of is. And it was like fascinating how the artwork, you know, like how what we think of as this iconic artwork and this iconic art style, an art style that spawned an entire NTF driven, like, you know, card game. And like with MetaZoo. And it was just basically like, you know, like Nintendo of Japan's scanner was sucky. And they did a poor job getting these art assets over to like the graphic designer over in the
I'm looking at some of them now, and it is wild,
isn't it? It really is. It's like, you know,
it's just, what is that thing, what is that thing, that thing called, like when you like you see a picture in your head and it may or may not be like what it is. Oh, what the heck is that?
Yeah,
anyway, I have no idea. But yeah, but so anyway, like looking at these, like looking at the new ones, I'm like,
yeah,
like the old one is like the old ones are really just like the way that I see them in my head.
Yeah.
Mandela effect. That's it. Thank you, Peter. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So yeah, we should track those down and like go through a bunch of them at some point, because I'd love to do that. I mean, that's a fun, like, rainy day kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and it's just really, you know, it's basically just because, you know, like, so one of the, like, the really interesting things about it was it's just like, you know, like, the scans, like, you know, the artwork was just, like, messed up. It's wild how you think about, like, the art, you know, is like very different, like, you know, like how game companies treat artwork now as compared to how they did back then, because it literally was just like, art assets, these are just going in books. You know, these just exist, you know, to sell like licensed stuff, and that was like how they treated it. And you know, yeah, crazy stuff.
That's awesome. Sorry. Oh, I love that.
That's like one of my favorite like Pokemon like little tidbits.
Lore.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on a little bit. Let's see. Pokemon Go Fest Sinnoh is this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So the Sinnoh, the Go Tour Road to Sinnoh, which they took over the Rose Bowl, they had like the mascots of the Sinnoh Pokemon, starter Pokemon showed up. They had like inflatable versions of Dialga and Palkia there, which I like, that's fascinating to me. like I would like to I really want to know what they do with those like inflatables like the rest of the year.
I mean, because those things aren't cheap. Those are they crazy are not. Expensive. Like,
you don't make those and only should like pull them out for Pokemon Go Fest in LA. Like, I get it. It's LA, it's the Rose Bowl. You know, and Dialga and Palkia, you know, probably have as much history there as like the Big Ten, but yeah. I was just like, I saw that, I was like, what? Like, go on, inflatable legendary Pokemon. So that was last weekend. So this coming weekend, which coincides with Pokemon Day, is the Go Fest. It's the Pokemon Go Tour, excuse me. Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh. And so you will be able to get the Legends, form seen in Pokemon Legends Arceus of Palkia and Dialga. So their origin forms. You know, it's a big deal. So it's like their big secondary event. It is Sinnoh, which is like the only downside about it. You can also get the Pikachus wearing the various like hats from the player characters in Diamond and Pearl, and also I think Legends. So that's pretty interesting.
Cool. Peter, I just dropped a link to one of the inflatables in the chat if we want to pull it up. Because I had to see it for myself, and that's wild,
right? Like, yo,
could you imagine just like showing up at a kid's birthday party and like there's just giant like Dialga and Palkia just out on the front yard?
You know, I pitched Pokemon of a like, let me enter your archives.
There it is.
Look at like, that. Do you think this thing just like sits in like the Pokemon? Like, and like the Pokemon, it's like life size too. That's like,
I just don't like, this should be a product line. Like, you know, like you,
I would like,
there should be an inflatable Pikachu with a Santa hat that you can get at Christmas time. And then an inflatable Pikachu with like a scary top hat that you can have for Halloween. This should be a product line.
Screw 10-foot tall skeletons, screw Frosty the Snowman. I want freaking
Give me Pokemon gods.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want Arceus standing on my roof. Like, I would 100% pay that money. I am the consumer. Like, you know, like I am an elder millennial. Like, give me the money.
Honestly, I'm actually maybe a little bit surprised that we don't have an inflatable, like a consumer sized inflatable that is what they use for the Thanksgiving Day parade, like the Pikachu and Eevee in a sled, yeah, or whatever. Like, tons of people would put that out on their front yard.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm always really fascinated by like what gets gets put out and what doesn't.
Right.
And like what are, you know, like basically what are the things? it always just like fascinates me. It's now I've immediately gone
inflatable deli birds and all that.
Of course, I have immediately gone, now that we've started talking about this, over to the Pokemon Center site. And this week's new releases include Varagriff, Flittle Pokemon plushes. There is a statue figurine thingy of, it appears to be Ditto eating chips.
Ditto eating chips.
As one does. And then an entire line of kitchenware.
Oh, but their kitchenware stuff is pretty good. It's always been really good. And I just saw, but like the thing that I really want, I think we've talked about it, is the life-size Psyduck.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's
that Psyduck just looks phenomenal.
I'm on Psyduck. No context needed.
Nope. Absolutely not. Oh, there we go. You can get an inflatable Pikachu from Alibaba. And then you can sell them for 13 times the price on Twitter. Yep. using sketchy ads and drop shipping. So start your Pikachu inflatable drop ship business with Alibaba.
I wonder if I can find those on Temu, you know.
All right, let's get to the next piece of news. We've got a new Japanese and English set for the trading card game coming.
Yeah, out. So this was the actual Pokemon news of the week. You know, all the rest of the stuff is just like superfluous nonsense. There was the actual Pokemon news of the week. They did officially announce, like, I have to now look it up because, like, I want to call it something that's, it is Crimson Haze. Like, I was originally like, oh, like Crimson Haze. I'm like, no, that sounds like a beer name. Like that sounds like, you know, freaking, like, you know, was it craft beer? But no, it's Crimson Haze. So that's the new set coming out in Japan. Obviously, it features Blood Moon Ursaluna. It is confirmed that Blood Moon Ursaluna, by the way, is a basic Pokemon. So you don't, it's not a stage two, so you can immediately put it out into play.
Okay. If there is not an alternate art card that is just truly the most metal piece of art we've ever seen in our entire life,
they've already revealed it. Yeah, it is Blood Moon Ursaluna, basically defying, you know, defying extinction in order to get some honey from a tree. Oh. And so, and the weird thing about it, okay, so Ursaluna is like bent over, it's eating honey out of a tree. There's two Teddy Ursas, and they are like looking. And then there's a Snorlax that appears, or not a Snorlax, a Munchlax that appears to be sniffing, but like the sight lines are a little bit off. And so it looks like these various Pokemon are checking out Ursaluna's very voluminous rear side.
That EX card is pretty sweet though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I just put it in the Slack.
That looks like he's gonna tear your face off.
Oh yeah, like that the normal one looks like you know, that looks like, you know, how what you think Blood Moon Ursaluna would look like. And then you have the EX card, which, I mean, look at it. Those Teddy Ursa are doing so, they are staring inappropriately at that Ursaluna. That's all I'm gonna say. They are both
Are some unfortunate sight lines.
Right?
I just love that. Like, what's Munchlax doing there?
He's just
like
hanging out. He is sniffing.
He's just
and I don't like what he's sniffing. Like Munchlax, sir, that is harassment.
Oh man, I really was hoping we'd get like a really metal badass card.
Nope. Just
it's like someone at the Pokemon company goes like, okay, look, I know what, we know we went hard with the Blood Moon Ursaluna design. We gotta make him more cute, and we gotta find a way to make him cute.
We're not selling enough Poke plushes. Yeah. Like what amongst these new Pokemon can we sell more plushes of? It's like, well, we can take Ogre Pond's mask off, and there is no, can't do that. Can't do that. Make Blood Moon Ursaluna cute. Like, oh, you know, some poor designers who's like so proud of himself. I've designed like the coolest like unique variant ever, and it's just like, no.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought, speaking of Blood Moon Ursaluna,
our last bit of news that Pokemon Worlds to take place in San Francisco in 2026.
Yeah, so the San Francisco Chronicle kind of spoiled this one.
Oh, really?
So they just went just out of nowhere. Like, there was just a news story last week, and it was just like, San Francisco Chronicle, and like, Pokemon's coming back to World, coming back in 2026. Like, I asked Pokemon, I'm like, comment? And they're just like, we'll get back to you.
That's like when that's like in the announcement of the new Tennessee Titans stadium coming to that Nashville's getting in like the release of all the stuff that's going to be coming to the stadium. They like just dropped in there that WrestleMania is coming to Nashville in 2027.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like, you go to SWWE band, and they're like, nothing. And I'm like, okay. So
yeah, no, they basically announced that, like, you know, so they're doing an expansion to like the convention center in San Francisco, and apparently that is, you know, part of that. So
nothing against San Francisco. I just hate San Francisco.
I went to San Francisco when I was a small child. I was weirdly obsessed with Alcatraz as a kid.
I feel like everyone is, right? You see The Rock once and then you go, oh.
This was pre-Rock. Like, you know, like I did see The Rock because like I convinced my parents.
We're talking about the movie, right? Not the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Nicolas Cage, The Rock, yes. Sean Connery.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
It is actually. It is like the greatest. It is the epitome of like 90s action. Just dumb, stupid. Can't remember a single darn thing about the plot other than the fact that Nicolas Cage stabs himself in the chest with a.
I can walk you through the entire plot right now. That's how many times I've seen that movie because it's so good.
I remember like all the action sequences. I can't provide any context. Any of them. Like I've seen it like a half dozen times. Like it is instantly like any time that movie is like on TNT or something like that. And I see it, I know instantly it's The Rock. Don't need any context whatsoever. Can't remember a damn thing about it other than like, you know, they need to break into Alcatraz and Sean Connery, you know, who once again, he's like, I'm going to play this role, but I absolutely refuse to change my accent. It's like, what is a Scottish national doing in Alcatraz? That makes no sense.
It's like, all right, we got to bring this back on track. We have to separate.
No.
And then when we get back, we're going to talk about, we're trying to figure out what's going on with Pokemon Day. So give us a pause for 60 seconds and then we'll come back.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay. So there's a lot. Oh, no. I don't say there's a lot. There are some things we do know about Pokemon Day 2024.
Yes.
There's a lot of things we don't know.
Like, we know the date.
We know the date. The date is when it is. We know the Empire State Building is going to light up for it, which is pretty cool.
Fun fact about that. So, you know, Pokemon Horizons obviously features Captain Pikachu. Who, you know, captains a dirigible. You know, the Empire State Building, the top of the Empire State Building was originally intended to be a mooring point for dirigibles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, thematic tie together there, you know, deep dive into the Empire State Building history. You know, so that's not the reason why, but, you know, it is a reason why, I guess. Anyways.
Well, so here's the other thing.
Okay.
And this is for all intents and purposes probably a programming note for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't know if we're getting a direct.
They will probably announce it either tomorrow or Thursday.
So stay tuned to our Twitter and or the Discord to see what we will be doing next week as far as programming goes, because we don't know.
So, Jim, have you heard the rumors of why we don't know whether or not a Pokemon Direct is coming?
So is part of it because something about the Switch 2 now needs to move?
Yeah. So here is apparently... So
walk us through the allegedly. Allegedly.
Now, if you follow our gaming podcast, Quick Save, let's see what I did there, Jim. Mm-hmm.
They go all into the Nintendo Switch 2 rumors.
Yes, but... Part of this was there was supposed to be a Nintendo Direct you know, probably either this week or last week. And they had to move it to early March, allegedly because Xbox was announcing that they were going to start decoupling themselves from the concept of console exclusives. And so they, you know, Nintendo didn't know how big that news was going to be. Now, in reality, it turned out to be a little bit of a nothing burger because, like, the non-version exclusives or the non-console exclusives, the console exclusives that they're un-console exclusiving are like nothing titles.
But here's the thing that I don't buy from that. Because if that were the case, I feel like Nintendo would know.
Well, they probably do know to some extent, but you know,
I can't imagine they'd get out of the way. Like, so you're saying that they got out of the way because Microsoft asked them nicely?
No, I think what happened was they didn't know how big a news story. They knew it was happening to some extent, right? Because allegedly these titles are coming to the Switch too, which, you know, allegedly has, you know, the capabilities of, I believe, like the PlayStation 4. So it's like doable. Right. Sorry, my kids are upstairs and my 8-year-old just started shouting help, help, and I'm just like, does he actually need help? No, he's just play helping. But they didn't know like how much of the news cycle, because that's all people talked about last week.
Sure.
And all people talked about leading up to it, and basically Nintendo just said nope. Like we refuse to compete in that. We want everyone to talk about our games. And so they pushed their Pokemon Direct or their Nintendo Direct to early March, which allegedly would announce that the Switch 2 is coming. Now, here's the other thing. Allegedly, originally, the Switch 2 was supposed to be a holiday release, which is kind of silly just between you and I. I understand why people thought that, you know, this is actually where my like button goes off. Like, I think that the Switch 2 coming out in holiday is just like a bad idea just because no one will buy any other Switch stuff. Correct. You know, you just end up, you know, all of your Switch inventory, your Switch 1 inventory will just rot on the shelves when really you use the holidays to move all of it. And so allegedly they pushed the Switch 2 release to March 2025, which of course the Switch 1 came out in March of 2016, I think, 2016, mm-hmm. 2017. Right. So, you know, that one, I'm like, eh, I don't know if I buy that. But because of all this stuff, Pokemon's been kind of left hanging out to dry.
I mean, look, for all intents and purposes, we may get an announcement on Wednesday that there's going to be a direct on Thursday.
Yeah, we could get an announcement of a Pokemon game, but not what console it comes out on.
Right. I guess the initial teasers for Scarlet and Violet, they didn't really show any gameplay. It was all cinematic stuff. And yeah. So it wouldn't give a hint as to like what it was on, if anything, right? Like, unless it says actual gameplay footage shown.
Yeah. Well, and I think it would be, I think ultimately it would probably be like, you know, like I think the issue is that people made a big deal about the last like Switch 2 rumors when they're like a couple years ago when like Nintendo did a direct and it featured a bunch of like really nice game art or gameplay footage that seemed out of like the Switch's capacity, and then like all those games came out for the Switch and a couple of like pretty popular like gaming journalist people, you know, had mud on their face. The Let's Go, so Semantics asked, how did Let's Go get announced? Let's Go got announced via press conference in Japan.
I remember that
announced. Yeah, I had to stay up until like it was like a 10 p.m. Announcement, and they like
that was like the out. Super really that was like the super awkward one with like the like
no, very blue, no oh. that was a separate stupid thing that they did. Oh, okay. That where they suddenly announced everyone in the audience gets original stitched shirts, and everyone was like, aren't these fitted? that was when they announced Pokemon Sleep.
That was it. Right.
Let's Go, they did like an old school style press conference were like, it wasn't like online or anything like that. They just like straight up said, you know, like they had like the head of like the Pokemon company stand mm-hmm. up in front of a crowd and say, we are producing remakes of the original Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch. And then they showed like four pieces of art for it. And that's all we got for like 9 months.
Yeah.
You know, that is also not going to happen. Now there are some interesting spicy rumors out there about what we are getting. There's questions, you know, everyone thinks that we're getting some sort of Gen 5 content, which I think that would be kind of weird, but at the same time, I mean, it tracks. There's a big Nova-sized hole right now in the current Pokedex. Those are some of the last Pokemon not to be featured in any Pokemon game. So it makes sense. And they said it's like legend stuff. And, you know, there's some other, you know, things that make sense. Thematically, people think that might be a future Pokemon game because we already had Pokemon Legends in the past, the present, you know, we got Scarlet and Violet.
I love
and
nothing more than a future Pokemon
game. I want all like the weirdo, freaky Pokedex entries. like I would love it. We also could be getting Gen 2 remakes. There's even rumors that there's going to be a Gen 2, Gen 5 like crossover where it will be split between Johto and Unova. Based on the more reliable leakers and their hints, it seems like it's going to be a fifth edition, or not fifth edition, that's a D&D thing, Gen 5. Like we'll get Gen 5 remakes this year. So don't be surprised if they announce like some sort of Pokemon Black, Pokemon White content.
Yeah. Well, there is some other stuff going on though. Like GameStop is going to have a Cerulege promo.
Yes. there's like, that's the only thing we actually officially, like Pokemon's actually like officially talked about, which is like crazy when you think about it. Let me find it. Pokemon, Sarah. Like, but they're doing like a whole like event thing for it. It's a Pokemon. Let me see what like the official. Like they released like some pretty cool videos about it actually, where it was like all about like, you know, they had a video of Cerulege fighting. I'm blanking on the Pokemon. Stealth
Ghost. Oh, I just pulled it up.
Dragon Pokemon. Dreepy's evolution. Dragon Ball. I got it. I'm sad that I like messed that up. So as part of all of this, starting next week or later this week, you can get a Cerulege with a Pokemon Day stamp. It will be available when you buy something at the Pokemon Center and then GameStop and Best Buy. There will be a Pokedex raid that actually already took place that features Cerulege and Armourouge along with Stonejourner and Ice Q. And then, of course, Cerulege and their trainer are the main bad guys in Pokemon Horizons, which is coming to Netflix on March 7th. You know, they're also doing some like little things, lots of just like little things that they're doing for it. Like they're also putting out like so they put out this video on YouTube, which showed Cerulege fighting Dragapult. And then they released a second video of a Gimme Ghoul trying to get chase down its coin, which got dislodged during this big fight. So it was basically like behind the scenes thing. So we'll see what all comes out. It'll be weird and interesting. And also just the timing, because the other big rumor is that Game Freak will be at the Pokemon Direct or the Nintendo Direct, but everyone thinks that is for the other game that Game Freak is, you know, producing, which has nothing to do with Pokemon. So, like, there's been, like, a lot of, like, teases, like, oh, Game Freak's going to be at the Nintendo Direct, and everyone's like, Pokemon, 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 and it's like, no, they actually have another game that's about ready to do stuff. So yeah, so we got that, too. Oh, there it is. Rumble in the Ruins. Yep, so there's Cyril Edge. And he's, you know, and now small dragon children are being shot at. There was Gimme Cool right there. This is like 1,000 times cooler than, you know, this is like the first time that these stupid towers in like the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet like seem cool.
Yeah. Yep. I just love that like we get like animation, like this kind of animation, but like, oh
yeah,
like these like weird little promotional things that, you know, that's it.
So what an edgelord Pokemon. Yeah, Pokemon cracks me up.
All right, what else we got? I mean, I think, you know, like I said, we've kind of talked Pokemon Day to death in a sense, just because I think we're all just kind of waiting to see. But I think this feels like the longest we've had to wait.
Yeah, it is about like this is like the first time that we have like, so they usually don't announce the Pokemon Direct until like the week before.
Right.
But usually Pokemon Day is like a bigger deal than what we've gotten so far. And that to me is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it and it feels like almost like Pokemon's kind of backed themselves into a corner. I mean,
it's true. I mean, look, they're going to have to announce something.
Yeah. I mean,
this not already been a pattern, and sure, you can break the pattern and whatever and say we're doing something, but this is Pokemon Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a day, like literally one day of the year that you need to go a little bit bigger than you normally would.
Yes. No, it is the biggest day of the year. And if they drop the ball on it, everyone's years would be ruined.
It really would. We may just have to cancel the show.
Come on, Jim. That's just depressing. We're so close to 250.
Yeah, imagine just ripping the Band-Aid off at 249 and you're like, well, sorry, folks.
No,
it's been a long run and it just stopped. It just stopped.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, now the next, like, if we have like an audio error or something, an upload error, then, like, now everyone's gonna be like, oh no, you weren't kidding, it's really done.
Yeah, no, the Pokemon podcast isn't going anywhere. You know, as long as they keep on putting out games on a yearly basis, we'll keep on putting out Pokemon podcasts on a weekly basis. Problem is, what happens when they don't come out with a new Pokemon game? Pokemon. We're doomed.
All right, well, I guess with that we might as well just jump into the Pokemon fact of the week.
Yeah, you know, so the Pokemon fact of the week is this one's a funny one. We've talked about like Luxray and Shinx and all that line before in a past Pokemon fact of the week, but I found like this stupid hilarious tidbit. So Luxio appears on the Pokemon Japanese Pokemon website's 404 page. So whenever you get a 404 error, Luxio shows up, and it's because Luxio is 404 in the Pokedex. Just a goofy thing. I don't know. There's Luxio kind of is what it is.
I can't remember if Luxio is the...
It's the middle evolution.
It's either this one... No, I know, but I mean, but this line... I offended a whole bunch of folks who either liked this or an adjacent-looking Pokemon like this. So I was wondering if they were actually fans of it. It wasn't Luxray. I think it was.
Oh, the Litleo. And
that's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Litleo. And then everyone was like, I'm a huge fan of Litleo. And I was like, wait, what? I feel the same way about Luxray in that whole line.
The one thing that cracks me up that I never really noticed about Luxray is, so, you know, it's obviously a cat, or maybe it's a dog.
No, but I think I would go and say that this is a cat.
Oh, good, because it's obviously a freaking cat. It's a lynx. But it's also based on sphinxes, like the actual sphinx. And the one thing that somehow crossed over when they're like, oh, we need a sphinx Pokemon, and then this is what they came up with, is they all have human ears.
Oh. I didn't even...
Yeah, they don't have cat ears. They have human ears. They have curved ears. Like, it's really bad on Luxray. Luxray is the worst one. But they're humans. Like, what the heck? It's creepy. Oh,
that's like, well, and then I mean, but also, you know, the Luxray's got that kind of gold and blue banding.
Yeah,
traditionally see on like mummy sarcophagi and stuff like that. So,
yeah. It was very much like make it the Sphinx, but don't be offensive about it. And they saw like Xatu and just like a step too far. And then they're like, what about Ludicolo? And they're like, whoa, we can't sell that in Mexico. Oh, guys, it's like, please, we want just Sphinx Pokemon, but be subtle about it. And they're like, fine, we're just going to get this cat human ears and ears and a life.
Yeah, there's really not, like, even in like the Pokedex entries, there's really nothing it stands out about this one, huh?
Yeah, like, well, Shinx, I think it's Shinx because it's a Lynx. It's got apparently its muscles generate electricity, so it's like stretching and pulling and pushing, but it's like, well, okay. But and then originally I was like, well, that's not really a Pokemon fact, and then I'm like, oh wait, because a lot of the other Pokemon just have like electric producing organs.
That's true.
Yeah, which is a creepy thing to think about, that right. They just later. Have like an electric battery stuck in their teeth. Man.
Yeah. Well, there we go. There's your Pokemon fact of the week. That was a good one. The 404 one. That's a good one for sure.
Yeah, it's just a dumb, goofy one. Like I said, they don't all need to be like, look how awful Pokemon is. Right.
Sometimes they can be just fun.
Yeah. Sometimes we can just enjoy ourselves.
Right.
Shinx.
The Shinx line. Completely, totally unproblematic.
I it took us four generations, but we did it. We're shaking hands.
Oh, all right. Man. Well, it's a little bit of a shorter episode for you this week, but
that's because they haven't announced Pokemon Day yet.
So Christian is solo dadding, and so we're gonna let him get back to that. Let everyone kind of get back to their President's Day, I guess. And from there, you know, like I said, guy, look, as far as what next week looks like, I would just say stay tuned to the Discord. If you're there, stay tuned to Twitter. If you don't see an episode on Monday, it means an episode will be coming on Tuesday. And so that will be the sign. If you're, I should now, since I made the joke earlier, if there is no episode on Monday, it does not mean we have canceled the show.
Yeah,
it just means it's coming on Tuesday.
if we cancel the show, we will do it on some sort of milestone episode, which we don't have anything coming up like that. That's anywhere close. Thank God. There's no like good like round number to end things on or anything like that. So we should be fine for a while.
Every 10 weeks, everyone is just gripping their armchair is going, oh no, they're at 89. Are they going to make it to 290? It's a round number.
You can tell it's a national holiday because it's just Jim and I are just like, well, yeah, you know, this is going to be a weird one. Going
oh my
in.
Gosh, are they going to end it at 310?
310. I'm sorry. Oh man!
I promise you, if we end the show, it'll be on a totally random number. That's the sevens you need to look out for. Those are the ones that may be. Okay, enough doom and gloom.
Which is for the record, no plans to cancel the show.
No plans to cancel the show. I just don't know how we went down that tangent. Really. Yeah. No, probably my fault. Anyway, all right. Well, let's end this thing. So we just like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a short show, and then we just go on a completely random tangent about canceling the show. We're not doing that. Okay. If you want to find out more information, especially about next week, keep it locked into the Discord. Any and all Pokemon Day news will hit there. And again, right, like that Discord's got a channel devoted solely to just the Pokemon news that we publish on comicbook.com. So it's a great way to keep up, great way to kind of stay in the know. It's a great way to kind of get an idea on what we're going to talk about on any given episode of the show. So definitely check that out. Otherwise, if you want to continue the conversation with us, you can find us on X. I am at Jim Viscardi. Christian is at C. Hoffer, C. Bus. Megan is at Megan Peter CB. All right. Get out there. Start making your Pokemon Day plans. If you need to, like, make sure you got the right snacks and stuff, get ready. But in the meantime, we'll catch you next week. See you, folks.